Sometimes I blame it on a woman. The woman made my poor heart bleed. Sometimes I blame it on the money. Sometimes I blame. Damn.
cause he lays by you with your white frame.
Time. is my story about a white gardenia. And a Sunday, a hot Sunday afternoon, every seat was filled in the arena. Every seat but the one I paid for you. Listen, baby. Soon enough, the bull came out and charged. You could hear the crowd shout, "Ole!" But the matador couldn't find his white gardenia. Oh, and that was when he knew his fate. And here's why. Because the first pass with the cape was beautiful, and the second pass, he made a moaning sound. Then a bright red showed on his shirt. Everyone just knew that the poor man was hurt. But the matador, I said the matador, was lying on the ground. In the air, he was dying on the hot, bright sand, and just by his outstretched hand, I said a white gardenia lay right there.
Too many women, none of them will do. I got sight was white, my hood shining bright, and my tank full of gas, I'll hold the fighter tonight. Paint a white light on the front of my windshield, trying to get to you. And days, but your pretty face keep shining through. I tried this and that and this. I would trade it all for your first little kiss. I paint a white line on the front of my windshield, follow it on to you. A cop, and there goes the night. Paint a white line on the front of my windshield. Follow it on to you. Now I'm running around, that's fast and going. Keep your fingers crossed, keep your porch light on. Keep the right line on the front of my windshield. Maybe tonight I find you.
What? Yeah, what you got there is a Pittsburgh favorite. That is the Bel Airs doing White Port Lemon Juice. So every now and then, like, man, some of that Pittsburgh stuff. So this is kind of, this is something I just want to mention. Before I lived in Pittsburgh, I got a lot of other music from all other places. And I would especially do a lot of like tape trading with other guys, other music. And this one guy just kept sending me stuff. He goes, this stuff out of Pittsburgh that was real big Pittsburgh hits in like the 50s and 60s. This is something you should pay attention to. And he actually called it like, you know, Pittsburgh style doo-wop, Pittsburgh style oldies. And I finally made sense. Once I got here, I saw this whole underground thing that was happening in the 50s and 60s here in Pittsburgh. Also, it didn't just happen here. A lot of this stuff I hear that was like Pittsburgh oldies is actually the same as El Paso. When I lived in El Paso in the 50s and 60s, their lowrider music. So the lowrider music was almost very, very similar to like what they would call like Pittsburgh oldies. So that was kind of fun to actually live in El Paso for a while, and then all of a sudden it was like, wow, so the Pittsburgh thing actually is down here, or did it go the other way? Probably, who knows? It spread like some crazy disease. Before that, a weird ass tune. You would not believe that synthesizer thing that sounded like I don't know, like on hold music. That was actually Ike and Tina Turner. Well, probably Ike Turner when he got himself a synthesizer. And that was called White on White, rare recordings from Ike and Tina Tuna. Before that, we heard White House Blues, Scott H. Birum. And that was from his Lo-Fi Mojo record. Always puts up some nice stuff. Classic rockabilly from the Barn Shakers, White Line. White Lightning, I mean Moonshine. That was Mr. James Brown from the album Black Caesar from 1973. So James Brown did some great instrumental stuff. We heard White Gardenia, from Bert Russell. So that was that's an old like, I guess, you know, an old death tune. Before that, White Collar Crime by one of the hottest chicks and coolest gals ever. And I'm talking about Grace Jones. Just a heck of a person. We heard the Johnny Paycheck tune, Stay Away from the Old White Train, a song about his cocaine addiction, done by The Fall. And a really a very easy to listen to version. Has a nice hook to it. It almost like something like some of the earlier Fall stuff, the first section like around the 80s with Brick Smith, where it was really palatable and really melodic. That was from that. Long White Cadillac, the Dave Alvin classic from the Blasters, done by Dwight Yoakam. And I hate to say it, Yoakam's version is just so intense because he has Pete Anderson on guitar and really tan it up from 2004. Dwight Yoakam. It was probably before that because that was off of Greatest Hits. Gang of Four. This is kind of cool. From one of their last records called Happy. And this is before Andy Gill died. And it was good record, but I've been with Gang of Four like since the onset when Entertainment came out in what, 77, 78? It was like that music set me on my ear. I never heard anything like that. And Andy Gill always said, I want to play guitar that doesn't sound like guitar. So he actually tried to figure out how to make the guitar not sound like a guitar. And he did a pretty amazing job with that. But I liked him through that phase. I liked him through, when Hard came out, they lost a lot of people that liked them because they got electronic and added some funk. And I loved that stuff. And then it just kept going on and on. And I really liked them. Sorry, I like them. Frenchie started things off with White Sands. And we are doing all white today. So it is part of a dualities thing. It's a backup show. It's a pre-recorded show. It's a backup show, pre-recorded show. I have a show that's all white, all black. So I have two backup shows. You get what you get. Up next is a really great songwriter who put out some really, really, I mean, really well-crafted stuff. Some nice melodic pop music. A guy by the name of Frank Lee Sprague. He was part of the Sprague Brothers. His brother, Chris Sprague, is actually the drummer for Los Straitjackets. And also he does a lot of stuff with Deke Dickerson. And so he basically plays in every damn rockabilly band on the West Coast. And anyhow, his brother, Frank Sprague, put out some really great stuff. Here's his tune, White Gold. Zombo in your brain. Here it is.
Now my dream is set, and if it's nothing I get, through every lost dream and lonely night, I still dream of you. Now my wish is made, and if it won't come true, through every heartache and lonely sigh, I still dream of you. Starlight shining in darkness, looking down on my sadness. Can I free me from misery, or guide you to me? So now my hopes are up, and if they don't come through, through every cruel joke and broken heart, I still dream of you. Now my plans are made, and if they all fall through, through every lost day and sleepless night, I will dream of you. I will dream of you. Only one. Hey, little
sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun.
It's a nice day.
Sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? I've been away for so long. I've been away for so long. I let you go for so long.
It's a nice day to start again.
Hey, little sister, who's the only one? I've been away for so long. I've been away for so long. I let you go for so long.
Closer than that. Take a real close look. You begin to see why. There's much more to white, much more than can ever meet the eye. Like, look over there. There. You see that white? Sure looks for sure like the white that's called pure, but it isn't. Not at all. That's an off-white white. Sorry. Just doesn't quite measure up. Falls short. Absolutely pure, pure white is just a dream of a dream. Even now, if you close your eyes tight, and let your brain go to where it's whiter than snow. You'll see. You'll know. the whitest white that white can be white, as imagined by you, imagined by me, as the purest of pure, pure white, is just a little bit off, just a little bit off white, off white, white, off white.
Fly, she will die. sits in the cage, rowing home. White bird must fly, or she will die. White bird must fly, or she will die. The sunset's come. Sunsets go, and the clouds float by, and the earth turns slow, and the young bird's eyes do always grow, and she must fly.
Concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at www.alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information. Did you know about 80% of the people infected will not need any medical attention and will get better on their own? For more information on that and on how you can protect yourself and on preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others, go to www.alleghenycounty.us. Also, if you're a business or organization that can offer donations of N95 masks, gloves, and gowns, email COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Again, that email is COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Are you concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information, such as how you can protect yourself, what are some preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others. To find the answers to these and more, go to www.AlleghenyCounty.us.
Wow. Now, how was that? That was something, wasn't it? That was It's a Beautiful Day from 1969. With that pretty song, White Bird. And I have like a real twist on that coming up right after this break. A song from pretty much that same year. This one band's doing this pretty song called White Bird. I'm going to be playing Phil Oakes, White Boots Marching in a Yellow Land. Just to show the wide diversity. And they could not, I mean, that's the thing now. In the late 60s and 70s, really, the protest music was popular. You're not going to find protest music now. Not much of it. Not that where it's very accessible. Maybe some stuff on the internets. But I'm just saying, as far as like major label putting out protest music, wow, that was something. And the interesting thing was, the news back then, there was just basically, you know, three radio stations, three TV stations, no right-wing talk, you know. It was all news, not opinions. And it was just all factual news. But like I'm saying, when they start to expose like the Vietnam War, they couldn't really hide a lot of that stuff. And so it was really fascinating. They just kind of pulled back a lot of the crap that was going on. Shows like All in the Family, all these like very, now it's just like a lot, it's just all about jokes. But during that time, it was really not so much a culture war like it is now, but it was a real awakening of America in 69. And they wanted to make sure that they put that to a stop. So they wanted to make sure, and they managed to do that right around like 80 when Reagan got in. They wanted to put a stop to all of this. Whatever. But then the punk movement came out in the 80s. So I guess I'm wrong that way. I don't know. Who am I? Opinions are like buttholes. Everybody's got one and they all stink. Before that, we heard one of the most dangerous bands I've ever seen live, a band called Hog Scraper. And that was like from like 1989. And these guys were just crazy demonic on stage. The lead singer played electric banjo through a Marshall stack with flames on it. The drummer had a drum bass head swirled around like a hypno thing. The lead singer was on a great big wash tub with a 6 foot tall with on top with a giant stick playing it with a bone, and they sounded just like this. This was off a cassette, so it's kind of funny to see where these guys are now, you know. I always like to see what like these real extreme performers ended up doing. Because like this one guy's probably like selling real estate. Hey, weren't you in the band that used to do, weren't you in Hog Scraper? Might have been in that band, I don't know. But doesn't this place have a beautiful lot to it? And it's right next to a school. You know, that kind of thing. All right, Ken Nordine, the voice of God. Ken Nordine with... From his album Colors, which is really a really great album, and White, that was White, Ken Nordine. He did Word Jazz. He's just an amazing dude, and what a voice. When Pigs Fly was a neat little comedy record that came out in 2000, and it was basically certain artists doing things that you say, oh, when pigs fly. That was Peter Noonan. Was it Noonan or Noon? Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. Singing Billy Idol's White Wedding. We heard the Gorillaz. I do like me some Gorillaz. Doing White Light. White Gold started everything off. Frank Lee Sprague from his album Mercy, which is just a really great Mercy Beat record. All right, as promised, once again, you know this is all a white show today. It's all about the color white. It is part of a dualities thing. It's a backup show. It's a pre-recorded show, but I have another pre-recorded show that's all songs about the color black. I was just kind of doing these dualities, and this was one of the ones I prepped. Never really got around to it, but I figured make a good backup show. So, once again, an amazing American, Mr. Phil Oakes. Wow. Doing white boots marching in a yellow land. Can't say much more than that. Zombo, In Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
The pilot's playing poker in the cockpit of the plane. The casualties are rising like the dropping of the rain. And a mountain of machinery will fall before a man when your white boots marching in a yellow land. It's written in the ashes of the village towns we burn. It's written in the empty beds of fathers unreturned. And the chocolate in the children's eyes will never understand when your white boots marching in a yellow land. Red blow the bugles of the dawn. The morning has arrived, you must be gone. And the lost patrol chase their chartered souls like old horse following tired army. Train them well, the men who will be fighting by your side, and never turn your back if the battle turns the tide. For the colors of a civil war are louder than commands when your white boots marching in a yellow land. Blow them from the forest and burn them from your side. Tie their hands behind their backs and question through the night. But when the firing squad is ready, they'll be spitting where they stand at the white boots marching in a yellow land. Red blow the bugles of the dawn. The morning has arrived, you must be gone. And the lost patrol chase the chartered souls like old horse following tired army. The comic and the beauty queen are dancing on the stage. Raw recruits are lining up like coffins in a cage. Oh, we're fighting in a war we lost before the war began. We're the white boots marching in a yellow land. Chase the chartered souls like old horse following tired army.
Pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing. Pappy's corn squeezing. Shh. White lightning. Well, a G-man, a T-man, a revenuers too, searching for the place where he made his brew. They was a looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking. Shh. White lightning. Took a little sip and right away I knew, cause my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing. Shh, white lightning. Oh, L.O.G. man, a team and a revenuers too, searching for the place where he made his brew. There was a looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking. Shh, White Lightning.